up, beautiful people, and welcome to a new episode of the Spoonettes Podcast. I'm Alicia.
And I am Whit.
And I'm Mandy.
And before we get started today, please make sure you hit that subscribe button. Thank you kindly. But today we are going to talk about overcoming mental blocks and obstacles. But first, before we get into that, I think it's important for us to even identify what an obstacle is. So an obstacle is usually something that prevents or hinders our progress. But although it seems that it could be, you know, challenging to overcome these obstacles, it can be done. And it all starts with our perspective. So instead of looking at an obstacle as just that, an obstacle, let's see how we can flip this thing out into a reality. It's an opportunity, which then becomes your reality. Yep. So I think a lot of times, you know, when it comes to us just thinking about like having a goal and then boom, something happens and then we know we have to alter a little bit. Some people fold and some people feel like, well, maybe, you know, I don't need to do this thing, or maybe this isn't for me. But no, like let's take it back a notch and let's figure out, well, what are some things that we can do to make this an opportunity to learn and to grow? So Mandy, what are some things that you feel that could help people who has either their goals have been interrupted by an obstacle or a mental block? How could you help them with that?
So I think it's really important to know that fitness is a lifelong process. Mm-hmm. So life does not come at you in a straight arrow. I mean, we talked about this a couple of months ago on our podcast.
Yes.
Life is not linear. You have to be flexible. And the same goes for your fitness and health goals. It's like you have to be flexible. So life throws you an obstacle. Let's say you tear your ACL. Maybe you find a seated workout class that you love. We personally offer those in E2M. And we have a lot of people who have had knee replacements and things of that nature that we're like, hey, you don't have to stop. You just have to flex. And so I think it's really important to know that life never comes at you in a straight line, no matter who you are, what you do, how consistent you are. Mm-hmm. There are always going to be unexpected challenges. And just know that you have to be flexible and move in whatever direction you have to move in. You know, you wouldn't quit your job because you didn't make a sale. You would change your sales strategy, or you would find another client to sell to. So I think it's important to know that you have to just keep going at whatever capacity that is in order to reach your health goals. And then just like you said, you have to change your perspective on a lot of things. So, you know, we really never want clients to think of, you know, having this diet mindset where you go on a diet and you reach whatever goal you wanted to, your weight loss goal or whatever, fit into whatever outfit you wanted to, and then you just go back to your old ways, because then your body's going to follow. Your body does whatever you tell it to do by feeding it and the activity that you give it and that type of thing. So you have to really be honest with yourself and think about it as like a lifestyle, a true lifestyle. So I think just being flexible is super important, and knowing that you just have to kind of change those obstacles into opportunities where maybe you can't do as much cardio, but you can start to strength train. And that's like a whole new interest you might find. Or maybe you can't do high intensity workouts, but you can do yoga and Pilates. Because let me tell you something, these yoga and Pilates workouts, they're the real deal.
Y'all remember when we went?
Yes.
Oh my goodness. Honey, that was rough. Me and you.
We did hot yoga together, y'all. For the first, was it y'all's first time?
That was my first time.
And I'm telling you, even me, I've done it a bunch of times and I was absolutely drenched. It was like the best workout, and you get done and you're like, that was like such a great new thing that we tried.
It was good, but I was like, oh, child,
I was sweating and I don't even sweat.
I look like a glazed donut.
It gives you, yes.
I was like, okay, I'm a little glazy.
And it gives you a whole new kind of perspective on these people who do yoga regularly. And you think like, oh, they're taking a nap in class. They are taking a nap in class.
That wasn't my first time doing yoga. That was my first time doing hot yoga. But even the first time I ever took a yoga class, for one, I feel like my mind is doing this 24/7. So it's hard for me to do it anyway, just mentally, which is correct. I'm trying to slow down. But my mind is like, you know, but yeah. So one thing I will say, I think those are all a great advice. But one thing that I notice about you sometimes during your live, I know you have a baby girl, and sometimes she appears in your lives. And I think for some people, they can look at that as like, oh my gosh, it's interrupted now. That's an obstacle. But no, but you use that moment to show our clients like, no, just because you're a parent and your child may come into your workout, you use that as an opportunity to show other parents like, no,
you can still get your workout in. Don't let that be an excuse. It's a part of life. So I love, I know sometimes it's not like it's planned, but I love that you don't just be like, oh my goodness, I have to stop. I have to, like, no, you make her feel comfortable. You put her to the side and then you keep going. That is a great representation of how you can inspire other parents to know, like, no, you can keep going. Yeah, yeah, baby and, girl and, may come, but you can keep going.
And so I love that you said that. And thank you so much. It is, you know, being a mom is my favorite thing that I get to do in life. And so, you know, just from having lived the lifestyle that we do, like Kyra knows, mommy's going to get her workout done. So if she gets up in the morning while I'm doing my live with our clients and comes down, like she, you know, I do kind of like get her situated. And it's almost like by accident, my life, you know, unexpected life occurrences mm-hmm. have really been able to help our clients because yeah. we have a postpartum moms group where they have little babies. Mm-hmm. And I can remember when Kyra was a baby, I would get through like three rounds of circuits and then I'd have to go and nurse her and put her back to bed. I mean, but you come back and do it. And yeah. and I'm really, it's an honor to me to be able to show other parents that like, you can still do this.
Yes.
Here's how I do it. And mm-hmm. I hope that helps. So,
no, it yeah. does. Thank I mean, you. I don't have any kids, but even just outside looking in, I'm like, yeah, that just shows that a lot of times it's so easy for us, again, use things as obstacles and then they turn into excuses mm-hmm. and they turn into us not doing the work. So, yeah, I mean, I'm not going to say keep it coming because I know it's not planned, but just yeah. keep showing, you know, who you truly are. And you are a great mother. And I enjoy seeing it happen sometimes because I'm like, yeah. you better keep working, girl, because it's true. It's life.
Look, she'll come and just lay on my mat.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It's like, it's a great representation of who we truly are.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Love it. Thank you.
But what about you, Miss Lady? You know, if somebody's like, man, I done hit a wall. I don't want to do this. I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to keep going. How would you help them shift their perspective?
So I think it's very important for me, and this is my experience, is surrounding myself with positivity. So
like me.
Like you. like my spoonettes right here. That's like really, really big deal to me. Like I will, if you bring the negativity to my life, I will cut you off. Like boot. You, like I have a, like yeah. every time we go into a new round, I speak this on whether the first day or the second week. And I tell them, here's your bubble. Protect that bubble. Okay. Let's protect that bubble. And guess what? You're going to have to allow yourself to be vulnerable. And what I want you to do is step into that bubble. And this is what you're going to protect. Okay.
That vulnerable word makes me sweat.
I know. But you have to allow yourself. You're like, you have to allow yourself to be vulnerable for the change, for everything that life is going to throw at you. I mean, y'all know I'm 0 to 100. Okay. Mm-hmm. Like, I am just like, I'm never like, you know, let me just ease into something. I'm like, let's do this. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, let's say, for instance, you have a death in the family. And, like, that hits home, I think, for a lot of people. So, death in the family, that doesn't mean you quit your workouts. That doesn't mean, like, allow it to be your outlet. Like, why are we stopping? Why are we stopping? Why are we, like, the blood flow, the endorphins? Why are we not allowing that to feed us? Like, and, like, I don't know. I think I said like a million times already, but.
Well, I would say that too. I get where you're going with that. It's just pretty much not allowing a tragedy to stop you from reaching Correct. Your goals. But I also think it's super important to, you know, whether the situation is a death or whatever type of tragedy is, you know, do allow yourself to grieve, allow yourself Yes. to have that time you need. But I think what's important to tag along with what you just said, know that it's 100% okay when there is an interruption. So
yes,
I know for us, we are more disciplined. So if something tragic was to happen, we may not take a week off. But for some people, they may need that week. They may need that month. Yeah. And it's okay. But I think sometimes when it comes to us reaching our goals and knowing that you have this timeline set for yourself, know that it is 100% okay to just take that time, but you have to have that accountability people that's positive to know that take your time, but don't forget about the goals you set for yourself.
Correct.
Because, yep. you know, life keeps life. You know, yeah. You have to keep going. So I think that's super important. And a lot of times the obstacles, they happen because of those things, because of the perspective that people have, because they think everything has to be perfect. They think the timeline has to be perfect. They think there should be no interruptions. And no, she has interruptions when her daughter comes. You have interruptions. You have a daughter as well, yeah. You know, and so if things does happen, I think it's the important piece of that is to know that, one, it's okay, and two, have those yes. positive people that's going to yeah. help direct you in that keep going mindset. And three, just knowing that it's a part of life. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. We don't know what's going to happen this afternoon. But a lot of times when we set a goal, it's like, it has to go this way. And that's where the roadblocks happen. Yeah, that's where
your mind is powerful. Extremely powerful.
So I think that's good. But keep going.
Yeah. Your mind is powerful. I think that's another thing that's so amazing about E2M is the fact that we have Reese to help us stay strong mentally. Like, mm-hmm. just that in itself, she talks so much about, you know, roadblocks in life and the different things that happens, you know, whether it's not your husband or your wife supporting you, you know, or, you know, whatever the situation may be. I know that hits home for a lot of people, so not to go into, you know, going into too deep, but, you know, that mm-hmm. that's true, you know, yeah. like...
It is. And just for listeners who are not clients of ours already, correct. Reese yeah. is our mental fitness coach. She is a licensed therapist. So she comes and does
Dr. Reese
Johnson. She's really amazing. She does. And every time, wow, I feel like I have my mind right as far as health and fitness goes. Like, she always says something that really does hit home for me. And it like makes mm-hmm. something click. So, yeah, I mean, having her, I think, is one thing that just is really a game changer. Oh, and absolutely. She helps us, too, in our coaching. Absolutely. She really does.
Absolutely. She does. Like I said, it's important for us to surround ourselves with, you know, each other, the yeah. people that have the same goals. Those are the things that are going to protect us. Those are things that are going to help us grow. So, hey, Boogie.
Just come sit with Mom.
Yeah, come on. All right. Yeah, so... I just think that we just need to surround it. Like, we're going to surround ourselves with Kiki.
Right
now,
Kiki.
We're going to have all these positive vibes. Maybe yeah. a little Frozen song start playing. But, yeah, absolutely. So that's where I'm at when yeah. it comes to that. You know, listening to Reese, our mental fitness coach, just keeping your mind strong and realizing just because something happened, maybe something simple, maybe it's a little – bump in the road of like mm-hmm. a car wreck or, you know, whatever. I know it goes
Lord,
dramatic.
Are you in all these tragedies?
I can't help it. I go, y'all know I'm zero.
She's zero to
100.
100. She is. But that's what I love about you is that you really are zero to 100, but you also show us how to handle zero to 100.
Absolutely.
Yeah, girlfriend yeah, had a little fender bender on the way to a meeting or a meetup or something.
Oh, yeah, the sun or something. You
yeah,
bumped
yeah,
her.
Yeah. I bumped into someone.
You would have never known.
Share all that, but when he showed up, nobody knew. She handled her business and she got the work done. And I mean, sometimes you just can't do that, but sometimes you can, and it's all about that mental strength to push you and get you there.
Mama, yeah, so absolutely.
Well, you have to drink over there. I'm sorry.
It's fine. Bye, Kiki. So those are all great tips. I think another great thing, and I, you know, we say it all the time, but the part that I think we actually talked about this after we recorded our last podcast. Last month when we talked about, you know, we kind of say a lot of the same things, but there's nothing wrong with that because a lot of those things still apply right. to, you know, different people. So I'm going to say this, something that has been said over and over again, guys, positive self-talk.
Yes.
Positive self-talk. And I say that because, like you said, ooh. we hit that roadblock, we hit that mental block. And what's the first thing we do? We think of all the negative things. We start criticizing ourselves. I saw something on social media the other day, and I don't want to say the numbers because I don't know, but it was talking about we have a certain amount of, the average person has a certain amount of thoughts per day or whatever, and 80% of those thoughts are negative. Mm. And it's like, dang, and again, those numbers may be a little different, but it was just pretty much it was a high percentage.
That could be a lot.
And it is, but it's typically yeah. because we usually do think about, well, what if this doesn't go right? Well, what if I don't do this right? Or and even for our challenges, it's yeah, we say it's an 8-week challenge, although it's a lifetime. But during that first week, take it back before people even sign up. Well, what if I'm not going to be able to do this? What if it's too hard? Well, what if you give yourself an opportunity to try? Yeah. You got to allow yourself to even try to think that you can do it. So positive self-talk, we have to stop believing the lies and stop believing the negative things that we're telling ourselves. Like, and it's easier said than done, but I think at first we have to understand how to identify it, because once you identify it, it's able to, I'm doing it again.
You catch yourself. Then you're intentional about changing those thoughts.
Exactly. Because a lot of times people who are negative Nancy's, buzz killings, they don't know they are.
I'm a Nancy sometimes.
You think so? I don't think so.
I mean, you know, I could be positive Patty, but I can definitely. I go straight to a zero to 100 is what I mean. I'll go clearly Nancy real quick. You ever talking about
Final Destination scenes? We're like,
exactly.
What?
I'm like, oh my god.
but seriously, I think it's super important to make sure we're speaking that positive self talk, making sure we identify when we're not, and that can start by affirmations. Being around, like you said, positive people. It could be a plethora of things, but definitely making sure we're talking positive to ourselves. Another tip that I would suggest when it comes to overcoming obstacles is setting your expectations in a realistic way. Because a lot of times we hit these, what we think are obstacles, because we done set this bizarre goal that is almost impossible to reach in the first place. Going back to when you said there's tragedy. If we had this goal set where everything is going to be perfect, everything is going to align, I'm going to eat perfect every day, I'm going to finish my gallon of water every day, I'm going to work out every week, 6 days. Baby, if you think it's good to have those thoughts and those goals, but if you think like that,
life where is on a nothing, silver platter. Like, life
like
is
you
on,
said, yeah. it's never a straight line, but I think it's good to have these goals, but it's also even better to know that, you know what, life can happen. Don't allow it to be an excuse for you to slip up, but understand that it's okay when it does.
Yeah, and you have to find that balance to know it's okay when life takes over.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay when my daughter has to stay home because she's sick and I don't get to the gym because I know that I still ate well that day and I still just did whatever I could. Or when she went down for a nap, I went outside and, you know, got to work out in the garage.
It's
important to find a balance. And I think that's something that a lot of people really do struggle with,
mm-hmm.
that all or nothing mentality, when it's like some days it's okay to just do something.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to just do 200 jumping jacks in your living room if that's what you can get in that mm-hmm. day, because you did something and you did what you could do. So, yeah. I mean, really, I would encourage you, if you're listening, to find a really good balance. And it takes trial and error mm-hmm. to get there.
And it's okay if you're sick. It's okay if you're sick to rest. Can we hit on that?
Definitely rest when you're sick. Definitely rest when you're sick.
It goes right back into the whole, it's 100% okay if you have to take a little break.
Correct.
You have to take a little break. And I'm pretty sure we all have had that moment where it's like, oh, girl, can you take my life? Because I am... whatever you're going through. And it's like, oh, we got your back. But you have to allow that you just have to allow that moment. So another thing too, when it comes to like overcoming obstacles or whatever, a lot of times when things happen, and I don't know if you ever experienced this, but we sometimes we could complain about it. And so say for instance, I'm going to keep it mild, but like if you're in the gym and say for instance, you wanted to do legs and the squat machines are taken up, the leg press machines are taken up, like pretty much everything that you know you want to use is taken up. I'm sure we all been there.
Oh goodness. Yes.
And instead of just saying like, okay, well, I can start somewhere else, or I can just use dumbbells, I can just get more creative, sometimes the response is just to complain. I'm saying me in general, like you may even call someone, complaining gets you nowhere.
Yeah, it just makes that frustration grow. It doesn't minimize it. You want to find out how to minimize it. Like you said, do something else.
Do something else.
Still getting work done.
You don't get the straight bar, you get the dumbbells. You know, like that type of thing.
You go to the grocery store.
Do cardio, okay? Do something.
And that really goes back to what you were saying, Whitney, about surround yourself with positive people. Because, mm-hmm. like, we're really good to all text each other. Like, if we're having a struggle or something, and just be like, y'all, I need, like... this is a perfect example. You texted us the other day, what y'all doing in the gym today? I need a little inspiration. Mm-hmm. So stuff like that where you reach out to your positive people to kind of like pull you out of that negative habit,
right,
that complaining habit, I think is like so good, but it's just about being intentional and doing that.
Right. Because like you said, I could have easily been like, man, I don't feel like working out today. Like I'm this and I'm that. And instead I just say, hey, what y'all doing? What y'all working on today? Yep. You know? But even like, you know, people go to the grocery store where, oh, well, they're sold out of this, or this is, eggs are $1,000 now. You know? I had to go back to the eggs because them eggs is my job. But anyway, but no, just for real, like, you know, just find different alternatives. And again, it goes back to changing your mindset. Stop being so negative in a, I think those are all great tips to help us kind of.
It's all about adjusting. That's what it is. It's adjustment. It's adjustment.
And it takes trial
and perspective.
And error.
Perspective.
It takes a lot of, adjusting, perspective, and tons of trial and error, guys. Like, quit when you find that one way doesn't work, or two ways don't work, or five ways don't work.
Mm-hmm. Like, or I ate 5 cookies today, so I'm never going to work out again.
Yeah. Right. It's not the end all be all. It's the hiccup. You're human. You know, we're human. Some days I ate 5 cookies.
I'm human. Exactly.
And guess what? I go ahead and have my healthy meal after that, and I get my workout done after that, and it's just like you just keep it moving forward. And hiccups are hiccups, and that's what it is. Brush yourself off and move forward.
Come on now. Well, I love that, guys. Well, thank you so much for the tips that you guys provided. Hopefully they help. I'm sure they did. I'm not going to say hopefully. I know they help people that's listening to the podcast. But for real, guys, if I had to sum it all up, the most important thing is, you know, check your perspective. And I'm not going to sit here and say that you would never run into an obstacle or a mental block. It's a part of life. But what's important is how you respond. So if you learn how to, I guess, change your perspective on not just looking at an obstacle as that, but look at it as an opportunity, it's going to provide you a better outlook on the overall picture. You're going to be able to, I feel like you're going to be able to have more faith in what you can do and what can come of the situation. So, again, thank you guys so much for tuning in for our, is this like our 4th episode? Maybe 5th, I don't know, 6th?
6th episode.
All
it
right.
It was quick, right?
So good. All right, well, 6th episode. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, guys, because we have plenty, plenty, plenty more to come. But God bless you. And remember, you can overcome those obstacles. Yes. Bye.
Bye.